Hello and welcome to the Tiwu podcast. This is audio log number 12 and today is October 5th, 2021. It's been a while since I last did a audio log and I have to apologize for that. After the loss of my cat, it's been hard to kind of go back to what I used to do. It's been, he passed away on August 30th, and it's just a bit over a month since he's passed. And since that time, it's been really difficult. When I look back now, the first week, I was a mess. I didn't work. Thankfully, my boss is kind enough to let me take like the rest of the week off. It happened on a Monday, and the rest of the week I didn't work. And I was just mourning his passing, and it was really hard. I remember I didn't really have any appetite to eat anything. All I would do was just like lie in bed and cry. And if I wasn't lying in bed crying, I'd be sitting at the front at his favorite spot, and I just cry, and I couldn't really sleep. And I remember having to take I took sleeping pills to sleep because it was so hard. That was the first week of after he passed. I think at least the first 2 weeks or so I couldn't really sleep very well. When I did fall asleep, it'd be for like 2 or 3 hours, kind of like naps, and then I'd wake up. And then I couldn't fall back asleep again, and it was just a really difficult time. And it was really hard for me to really do anything. Because of the pandemic, we've been working from home for the longest time, right? And just being around in the house with all the memories and all the things that I used to do with my cat at home, and most of them are at home because, you know, cats stay home. And you know, through these past, I'm going to say almost 2 years of being in pandemic and being at home, spending every day, every hour with him at home, and then having him gone was really, really difficult. So yeah, it was just a transition of me spending time in the house, getting used to him not being there. And it was really, really difficult because he was everywhere. Like, he had his favorite spots in every single room, and it was really hard. And this is my first time dealing with grief. I mean, when I was younger, my grandparents passed away, right? My grandparents on my dad's side, like, both my dad's mom and dad, and also like my mom's mom died when I was really, really young, like when I was like 2. So I never even met her. And then last year, actually, my grandfather on my mom's side died, and he lived to like, I think he was 91. And he, with him, I had like the closest relationship that I ever had with a grandparent. And he was living overseas, and at the time he was living in an old folks home, and it was, I think it was November of 2020 that he passed away. And there was a lot of build up to it because he was very thin. He had very low blood pressure, so he sometimes had to kind of breathe from an oxygen machine as well. But overall, he was still, you know, he was still alive. And then when he passed, I was sad, but I wasn't as sad as what I was when I lost baby, my cat. When I lost my cat baby, that's probably the most grief I've ever felt. And it was horrible. It is still horrible. And just taking it a day at a time. So, yeah. The worst is the worst, I think, after he passed away was when I couldn't sleep. And baby, at nighttime, he would always sit at our front windows. And he'd always sit on these footstools that I put right against the window so he could look outside. And he'd just sit there and look outside. So if you couldn't sleep, you know, around 3 or 4 when it's still kind of dark, sometimes you could just waddle out to the living room and you'd see his shadow, because he's black. You could see his shadow, you could see him. He's just completely black, kind of. He doesn't really stick out in the black darkness, but you can see the outline of his body looking outside. You can see the outline of his ears against like the window, window's light and stuff. So it was really hard to get used to not seeing him there. And also waking up and not being able to find him, because that's what I would do whenever I woke up. Whatever time I would wake up, I would first thing was to find baby. To find him and say good morning. Let it be he's sleeping in the front, looking out the window. Let it be he's in the office, sleeping on the ground or on the computer chair. Sometimes he's sleeping in my closet on top of a box. Anywhere. I would wake up, find him, and he was my number one go-to. I say good morning. And at nighttime, I do the same, and that's how it was. So it was really difficult to get past that and get used to that. I still haven't. Now instead of waking up to see his face, I go and I light an incense for him in the morning when I wake up. Whenever I wake up, that is, and sometimes it's not in the morning. I light an incense for him and I pretend like he's still here. That's the best I can do now. And so that was what I was dealing with the first 2 weeks after he had passed away. And then unfortunately, at that time, I don't know why, but I couldn't stay in my office for very long, and that's where I used to work and do most of my, you know, have meetings and things like that, and I had my computer set up and everything in the office. But I'm not sure why, but I think 1 or 2 weeks after he had passed away, I just couldn't stand to be in the office anymore. And this is also where I set up my podcast stuff. And I moved my laptop and things to the living room in front of the TV. And I used to call it a nest. And it's just me setting up my laptops on top of the coffee table and sitting on the couch and wrapping myself in a bundle of blankets. And that's what I used to do during the winter. But I did that within the first 2 weeks of baby passing away. So I just spent most of my time in the last month sitting in the living room and doing whatever I needed to do there. And I think changing my scenery on a day-to-day basis definitely did help. It did distract me in ways that in the living room we obviously have our TV, so I always sometimes would play like music in the background, so quite loudly, and then I'd have my two computers, my work computer and my own personal computer. And if my work wasn't distracting enough, I'd run something in the background on my personal computer. Like I started playing this game called Sims. I used to play it when I was growing up, like I think since I was 10. Like I think that's when like the first Sims came out in the year 2000. And I started playing it when I was 10. And then throughout the years, you know, they have Sims 4 now. So I as I grew up, I played like Sims 2, Sims 3, Sims 4. And I'd stop for a while because, you know, you get kind of bored sometimes if you've ever played Sims. It's a simulation game where you can create your own, like, you can create your own Sim and they can get a job and they can have a family, they, you know, take care of themselves. You know, it's the kind of game that you just play, and it you can, you know, get a career, or you can have goals, and they have like lifetime aspirations kind of thing. So I would play that in the background sometimes while I'm working. I don't know why, but I mean, before baby died, I wouldn't, right? I'd have meetings, I'd sit in my office, I, you know, work. But I, for the life of me, I just wanted to not be in the office. I wanted to sit in the living room. I wanted to bundle myself in blankets, turn on two computers, and play a game as I'm working, and also play music in the background. I feel like I was just trying to stimulate myself in multiple ways so that maybe I'll just stay distracted from having the thought of missing baby. I'm not sure, but that's what happened. And now I've moved back into the office now. I think I moved back about 2 days ago. And it's been okay, I guess. One of the main reasons why I decided to move to the living room was also because the computer chair that I was using for the longest time is this really old chair that I had bought in my second year of university, which is also the same year I got my cat baby. And he used to sleep in that chair when I used to go to that school out of town. And I at that time in second year, I was living on my own. I didn't have much furniture, right? So he would just sleep on this chair. And so after he passed away, it hurt me to sit in the chair. And this chair is like this leather chair. It's kind of like those leather executive chairs. It kind of has a high back portion, and it's really wide. That's why I like it. It's really wide so I can cross my legs on it. And I think that's why he liked it too, because he was a big cat, and that chair is big. It could fit him nice too, because it was, you know, wide. So that was the chair I was using when I'm working, and after baby passed, I couldn't bear to use it anymore because I was scared I was gonna ruin it. And it's quite old. I mean, the leather seat on the bottom is like cracked and ripped. I tried to fix it. I used duct tape, and I think the duct tape made it worse. But then I tried to fix it again. I put like a pillow on it to, you know, kind of prevent any more stretching. So yeah, I stopped sitting in the office because I didn't want to sit in that chair anymore. And I really like that chair, and that's the only chair I like. We have other office chairs in our house that were like, you know, maybe it was, they were old, or like they were from like my brother or something. I don't like those chairs. I just like this leather chair. And I didn't move back into the office until I got a replacement chair. So I've got a replacement chair now that I got from Staples. That I quite like, and it's wide enough for me to cross my legs. And so that black chair, I've kind of moved it aside and hoping to preserve it as long as I possibly can. And I'm not going to sit in it anymore. So yeah, a lot of changes, a lot of shifts. And then also while I was sitting in the front in my nest / my bundle of blankets, I think sitting in that kind of position, like on a couch and you're like leaning forward, it definitely, I think over time, it's like very tiring on your back. So I was like, okay, I can't do this forever. I have to go back to my office, you know, where all my screens are and everything. So that's that. I got a new chair. So I, you know, preserving that leather chair for my other cats who also use it, which I like. And yeah, and I've moved back to the office, and I feel better now. I mean, it's definitely been hard not to think about him, but I've kind of accepted the fact that he's not coming back, and there's nothing that you could possibly do, no matter how sad. And at some point, you kind of have those same thoughts and you just still miss him, but you just stop crying because you've cried all you can and you just miss him. And I guess that's what grief is. I don't really know. But it's really, since baby has passed away, I found that sometimes I feel so much better when I'm not interacting with people. And I don't know if it's because I feel like baby was always like, he was like my therapy cat, you know? He kept me sane and kept me happy. And since he's gone now, I feel like when I interact with people or when I go out, it makes, I can get quite negative and I feel very like, oh, this sucks. I don't want to talk to this person and I just want to go home. And I find myself just wanting to go home and being with my other cats more and more since he's passed. I don't know if that's just part of grief or if that's because of what baby meant to me, and now that he's gone, it's kind of like this gate that's kind of opened. So yeah, it's been surprising in ways, I guess. I feel like my patience for dealing with people and talking to people has definitely gone down a lot more than I expected. For example, we have a major holiday coming up and normally we would go and see people and have, you know, have dinner and things like that. And that's what the holiday is usually about. But now this year, I feel more and more like I don't want to see anyone. I just want to stay home. I don't want to go out. And I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I feel like being at home, I guess, and just not being out there makes me happy. Makes me happier. Makes me feel better than, you know, putting myself out there. And also, unfortunately, during this past month and a bit, we had pre-planned trips that we had booked before baby had passed away. We literally booked it 5 days before he died. And I couldn't, you know, I was like, what are we gonna do? I think one portion of it was non-refundable, so we did end up going. And during that trip, thankfully, it was nothing like socially active in any way. It was just me and my partner. We went hiking a lot. It was like a much more of a nature kind of vacation than you know, seeing people and, you know, those kinds of vacations. So there was very limited interactions with other people because it was just me and my partner and we'd go walking and things like that. But there was some instances at the hotel we stayed in where we wanted to soak in the hot tub because we were tired and our muscles were really, really sore. And it really annoyed me, like having to potentially talk to the people in the hot tub. And I'm like, I wished it was just empty. I didn't want to have to talk to anybody. I wasn't in the mood. I was tired. I just want to be left alone. And honestly, I think normally if I wasn't feeling the way I felt, you know, going through the grief, I might have been more positive about it, you know, meeting new people and things like that. But at that time, I didn't feel like it. And I really had wished that we could have just been left alone. And I felt like I really wish it could be more socially acceptable to just be quiet and just be in your own zone. You know, just because I'm in a hot tub with you doesn't mean I have to talk to you. Right. I just want to enjoy this. Enjoy this soak and not have to talk to you just because you're there. I kind of wish there was more like it was more of a cultural thing. And it's like accepted as opposed to like, oh, you know, be friendly, you have to say stuff, and it's like, eck, I don't want to. Yeah, so that was the worst part, honestly. And then we only went like I think twice on the first day, and then one day we were really sore, so we tried it out to see if it made it better. Honestly, I don't think it did make it better, and it wasn't really worth being there, so we didn't go anymore. I mean, overall, the trip was good because it was just time for me and my partner to kind of go hiking, enjoy scenery, and kind of get distracted by what happened. It was difficult not to think about him, but it was what it was. And yeah, and then we came back, and then that's just me getting used to being at home again and seeing everything and just trying to get over the grief. We still haven't got his remains back yet from the crematorium, so kind of waiting to get that back, and hopefully I'll be able to make a shrine for him at home. Print out his picture, put his remains there, and put his favorite blanket somewhere there as well, and just kind of make an area just for him. So yeah, I feel like until that happens, I don't think I can have full closure. And I think that's kind of the last thing now. It's just to get his remains back so that I can fully feel like this is where my baby is and not in some freezer somewhere waiting to be cremated and stuff. Yeah, it's been difficult. I feel at this point in my life, this is probably the start of all the grief that I will feel in my life. Right, as I'm getting older, I have to anticipate my parents passing, my partner's parents passing, my cats. I still have four other cats now, and they're all aging. They're not gonna live as long as me, obviously. And having baby pass away just really opened the door of what am I gonna do when Sweetie dies? Sweetie's my other cat. She's already 8. What am I gonna do when my three kittens pass away? They're just turning 2 in January. I mean, they still have a long time to go, but how much time? And just having this first taste of grief really just opened a door to a whole can of worms. I don't know if I wanted it to be open, but unfortunately, that's part of life. And dealing with babies passing was not an easy thing. One, because he's the first taste of grief I had, and I guess also two, because he was so important to me. And I thought we would have more time together. But yeah, that's just life, right? I mean, it has helped. When I remember in the first week, it was really, really hard. I didn't know what happened to him. I don't know why he died suddenly. But it helped when I was on Reddit and I was reading through. I think they have a subreddit called Pet Grief, and people talk about, if their pet had passed away and how they feel, but also people talk about the grief they feel from pets that they had lost a long time ago. I remember one of I think it was a comment, someone had said like they had this kitten that they had only raised for a couple of months, but this kitten was so connected to them. And I think they were quite young. Like the poster was like, I think he was 18 or 17 or something like that. I don't know if it was a girl or a boy, but just saying that they had this cat at a very they were quite young and teenager, and they had this cat that was a kitten, like a baby, and they loved this cat so much. And although they only had this cat, I think until it was like 1 or 2, it got run over by a car. But every year since that time that the cat passed away, they always celebrate their passing, and it's like they'll never forget it. Even though it was just like maybe one year of that cat's life, that they had them for or something like that, and that they could be together, they always celebrate it. And I think he said it's like been 20 years since that cat passed away, and they still think about it. So I thought that was really interesting. I was like, oh, that's pretty surprising. I didn't think people would, I don't know how people celebrate that, like the anniversary of somebody's death. Let alone like a pet's death. I don't know how to celebrate that. I don't know how I'm gonna celebrate that. But is that something you celebrate or you just think about, or I don't know. It's gonna be baby's birthday soon. At the end of November, he would have turned 12. He was almost there. But I don't know what I'm gonna do. The years before, we used to buy seafood and cook it and feed it to him, and that was his favorite. But I don't know what I'm gonna do this year. We might do the same thing. My kittens love eating seafood too, but it'll be tough. It'll be really tough, and it'll be hard not to celebrate it, so I would have to find a way. But yeah, that's, I guess, what I've been dealing with for the past month or so. And hopefully it gets better. I mean, it will get better in the long run. It's just a matter of time. And that's what they always say. It's just a matter of time. The pain will always be there, but you'll just feel it less, or you'll just get used to it. It never fully goes away. And yeah, it's pretty hard. And I guess I'm at that point in my life where I'm bound to feel it at some point. I just don't know how people deal with this when they're like a child, because I know some children, they have like dogs or cats since they're like really young, and then they die when they're like a teenager or even younger. Like, imagine like you're 14 or something, because you could have a cat for 14 years. And that happens. It's really hard. I don't know how they do it. I'm like old enough that I feel like I should know, but I don't. And honestly, I feel like I kind of wish there was more support around it. Not a lot of people have felt the way that I feel. And when I talk to people, you can tell they don't know what to say because they've never felt it before, which sucks. And I guess that also is one of the reasons why I don't really want to talk to people. It's because they probably don't understand the pain that I feel. Which I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but yeah, it is what it is. So yeah, sorry it's been a while, but that's my update, and that's it for today. Hopefully I can feel better and come back soon and have more audio logs for all of you. And I hope all of you have been well. The summer has ended and now fall has come. And now the cold will come, which is a good thing, I think. I think it's a good thing. So yeah. Anyways, that's it for today. Have a good night, good evening, or good day.